In regards to chanting of the holy name, once Srila Prabhupada told one of his disciples, what is the use of your endeavor to struggle to control the mind? You can't do anything with the mind. Just forget it. Just chant and hear. Prabhupada said like this because sometimes despite endeavoring to control the mind keeps on repeatedly hooked on to one subject matter. And it really defeats the sadhaka. And one is not able to hear the holy name despite repeated endeavors. So sometimes it appears almost a formidable task to stop the mind from constantly considering various options and the pros and cons about these options. And to just keep the mind calm and hear the holy name. So that is why Prabhupada said, just chant and hear. But this just chanting is not possible for one who does not have purity. We were reciting today, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitamba Jagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmana Janmanishwari Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahitu Kitvai. So this is a verse which talks about purity. So one should get rid of the desires for wealth, opposite sex and followers and fame and name in the material world. And one should want eternal service, birth after birth. That is complete purity with which one wants to. That is the meaning of Anyabhilashita Shunyam. So when one wants to serve Krishna in that way, then only it's considered purity. Purity has many definitions. This is one of the prime definitions. So we don't have that type of purity, then how are we going to just chant and hear the holy name? That is why a sadhaka should offer prayers to the spiritual master and previous acharyas, prayers to the Lord, prayers even to the holy name, to give us the strength to chant the holy name and the power to sustain it and the taste to sustain that chanting. Because sometimes we have some eagerness in the beginning to chant, but we lose the war after a few minutes. The beginning, sometimes some devotees are vigorous in chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, very, very vigorous in one or two rounds. After that, they have lost the war, completely finished, knocked off, or their mind starts wandering, they wake up and walk. So it's like a flower pot effect. Goes finished in a few moments. So that is why we should beg the Vaishnavas for getting the strength to chant the holy name. And we also have to develop a taste by such chanting so that we can sustain that taste for a long period of time, for a long, long period of time. And then one can just chant and hear, as Prabhupada said. So our spiritual life on an everyday basis or throughout the year or say so many years and lifetimes is to actually attain the type of purity so that we may be able to chant someday and hear the holy name and be completely satisfied in the chanting of the holy name in that way. Then the mind will not be able to trouble anymore. The mind also becomes subservient to such a person. Mind becomes a slave of such a person rather than being a master to make him run from pillar to post. Rather the mind becomes an obedient servant helping him to constantly remember Krishna by the recitation of such holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.